Okay, some reflections on Parshas Metzora together with Shabbos HaGadol. You know, it's not a common combination, these two Parshas, because it only works out on a leap year. It's like we've been saying, over and over again during this series, that there's this special higher connection, between the Parshas and the Arba Parshas. And the Shabbos HaGadol, when things come out during the leap year, is a higher level of everything's working on a higher plateau because it's a year of Tikkun. So one aspect that's very glaring is that what we're reading about in Parshas Metzora is the purification from Tumas Tzaras that this is what takes the tumah off. The tikkun for the tumah is the opening topic of this week's parsha. Zos tia toras hamitzora biyom taharaso. It's the tikkun of the mitzora. The symptoms of the plague was last week's parsha. Parsha mitzora is kulo, the Torah of tikkun, right? The Torah on how to fix him up, right? So now kayadua. Everyone knows, and we mentioned this last week, that you become mitzora because of the avera of lashon hara and motzi shemra. Matter of fact, it's mentioned in this week's parsha. Zos tia toras hamitzora, zos tia toras hamotzi shemra. That mitzora is rashi tevis motzi shemra. It's mentioned in this week's parsha. That's marsh built into the name that he has. He has sinned with his power of speech. And this is the tikkun for fixing his power of speech, right? And this is an amazing thing that it says in it's in the Zohar already, and the Ari HaKadosh expanded on it, that the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim was tikkun hadibur, to fix the power of speech. But the whole inyan of called the Chag HaPesach and Korban Pesach Peh. Sach, the mouth speaks, right? And as it says in the Svarim, that prior to Tzias Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Golos, right? The power of speech was in Golos. Not just Amis was in Golos, but the Etzem power of speech was in Golos. Now, what does that mean? Right. So we may have touched on this last week, right? But the power of Dibur. That man was gifted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about how to make mating calls and how to because animals they get fine they get by just fine without language as we know it, right? So it's like we said last week, it's about bringing ideas into the world and also making relationships based on ideas, right? Prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, man was just a very, very intelligent animal. Right? All right, so, bees build hives, right? And whatever, every animal knows how to build its shelters, and how to get itself food. All right, so the Egyptians, they knew how to build pyramids, right? So the bill builds his hive, and the Egyptian builds his pyramids, right? Sach HaKol, just a smarter animal, right? The godless of the human being, that which is expressed by speech, that he brings ruchnius into gashmius. It's like Uncle says, when Adam got his neshama, v'adam nefesh chaya, v'lurach memala. The gift of man is that he's not a smart animal. Right? The gift of man that's called the dibur is that he brings spiritual into the physical. He brings spirituality into the physicality, and he will also create a community based on ideas, and not just on pragmatics, right? But before Yetzias Mitzrayim, that didn't exist, right? Man was just a smart animal, that's all, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, to break out of the boxes, really to rediscover your humanity, right? As a human being, you could be. Even though you have a physical body, you could the way you live could be based on the spiritual, and you could bring the spiritual into the physical. And before Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was just sealed off. The universe was sealed. You know, a sealed box, the spiritual didn't penetrate. So breaking out of the boundaries of Mitzrayim, breaking the Meitzarim, you know, broke the box open that the spiritual could enter. And when we speak ideas, right, we're bringing ideas from the world of ideas into the physical realm. Right? And it's a gift that you could build a whole community based on ideas, not just based on pragmatics. And like I said, before you'd see a sign, that was impossible. Right? And this thing that we find in Chazal throughout, that Yisrael kocham b'fiyam, Am Yisrael's gift is in their mouth. Right? Our ikor koach is in our peh. Our Torah, our tefillah, it was already a precursor, was said to it in the days of the Avos. Right? Yitzchak Avinu says, Hakol kol Yaakov, v'adayim Esav. Yaakov has the voice. Right? Esav has the hands. So he may have the military might, but the power of the kol, right, that's the double lashon. Kol Yaakov. Hakol kol Yaakov. Kol Torah, kol tefillah. The sound of prayer and the sound of Torah, that these two sounds are, if when you think about it, it's bottom up and top down. Tefillah is bottom up. I'm addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And of course, the connection between us and God is different than the connection between an animal and God. You know, God takes care of the animals also. But we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Animals don't have a relationship. We talk to God. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey. Okay. Have a look. Hey, have a drink. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's the main thing. So you should be drinking.
Musical chair. Sure.
Give him a beer. Give him some scotch. Yeah. The.
Should
we
take
it
now or after?
Yeah. What? No. Well, let's finish the Dvar Torah and then you take. Maybe. Yeah. The. Okay. The. So Kol Torah and Kol Tefillah. Kol Tefillah is bottom up. We speak to God. You know, animals don't have that privilege. God takes care of everything. Okay, but we speak, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And a relationship is, you know, relationship is ideas. You know, what's love? It's a concept. Right? And so that's Kol Tefillah. Kol Torah is top down. Torah is from God. It's His wisdom. It's His will. And when we speak Torah, we're importing God's ideas into the world. So that's how the two kelos of Kol Tefillah and Kol Torah is bottom up and top down, but both it's to connect the physical, the spiritual. One is to bring the spiritual down to the physical. That's Kol Torah, right? Bringing down God's ideas into the world. And Tefillah is to bring our needs to Him. That our needs, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our physical needs. Right, enough of that. Everything about us is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was impossible. The world was sealed off from God. And even though people spoke, but people used language the way animals make mating calls. And animals, you know, also could communicate. So we're just a little bit more sophisticated. Like the stuff, you know, when you're waiting on the, you know, on the aisle in the supermarket, you know, I never break the cover on these things, but you know, that the 10 lines that always work, the Chemirachim, that's their understanding of language. Sophisticated mating calls, you know, and to manipulate, and there's, and that's, you know, not any better. So that's what it means that the Dibur was in Golus, that Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't just a political change, it was also to liberate the Koach HaDibur, man's gift to bridge between the spiritual and the physical, which is expressed by the power of speech. You know, bringing ideas into the world and also coming to God with your needs so everything is connected. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah brings the physical up to the spiritual, Divrei Torah brings the spiritual down to the physical. That whole metzias, which is what for which purpose we were given the gift of speech, that was in Golus. And that got liberated with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Use your power of speech. Tell the story. What's a story? A story is, there's separate events, but you tie them together. There's a plot that holds it all together. Now, what's the plot that holds the incidents and the character story together? It's all an idea. The plot is an idea that binds together all the events and all the characters of the story. Right? It's dibur. Right? It's telling a story is to bring in a concept that pulls the pieces together and everything is united under that concept. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what gets liberated. So it's very apropos that Parshas Mitzrayim should be the parsha that we read right before Pesach. That's right before Pesach, because this parsha is the tikkun for this guy who spoke Lashon Hara. He misused his power of speech, right? And that's Marash Power, what Yetzias Mitzrayim, what the Seder of Parshas Mitzrayim, which is all what to do to become Torah, what that is to the individual is what Yetzias Mitzrayim was to humanity as a whole. But, the tikkun, the Seder Tahara of the Mitzrayim is to the individual, right? What Yetzias Mitzrayim was to humanity as a whole, fixing the power of speech. Instead of using it for Lashon Hara or for things that are chulin and not kodesh, you liberate the power of speech to bring it back to what it was meant for. Just to bring kedusha into the world, to connect things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to make relationships with others based on ideas of the Torah. Based on ideas.
So I'm not hearing a connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim.
Yetzias Mitzrayim was the tikkun of the dibur of humanity as a whole. Right? Humanity as a whole. And because the whole dibur is in Golos. The Mitzora was the individual who sinned with his speech. And in Parshas Mitzora is the Seder HaTikkun that he does to get kapora for having misused his speech for Lashon Hara. This is what takes off that tumah. So I was like, what the tikkun of the Mitzora is the tikkun of the individual who sinned with his speech. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the tikkun for mankind as a whole to restore their power of speech for the purpose of Kedusha for which it was given. Right? So it's very apropos that Parshas Mitzrayim should be the last parsha we read before Pesach, tikkun of the Koach HaDibur. Right? So I just want to end off with a Rashi. Rashi brings a Chazal. That Shabbos HaGodol, starts with being the Shabbos before Pesach, and the Shabbos before we always see Ramazim to what's coming in that week, like we just said, Tikkun Koach HaDibur, this Chag HaPesach, Chag of the mouth speaking, that the Dibur is liberated from Golos and can be used for Kedusha. Now, but there's a special function of Shabbos HaGodol, that Shabbos, the Torah says that we have a Mesorah, that the special halacha that they had in Egypt, that they have to separate the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan. Special halacha for that door. So we have a Mesorah that day was Shabbos. The 10th of Nisan came out on Shabbos. And that's the end of Shabbos HaGodol. Shabbos HaGodol is also special, not just because of Shabbos before Pesach, and you feel the power of Pesach coming, as per the connection that we just pointed out. Now you can see Pesach in the making, and you see an allusion to it in the Parsha, that the power of Pesach is coming, but it was also a special event. Shabbos HaGodol commemorates an event, that in Egypt they separated the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan, that Kabbalah Biyadenu, that the 10th of Nisan was the Shabbos before Pesach. And that's why also we make a big deal of the Shabbos before Pesach. It commemorates the special halacha that they had of separating that Korban. What was the function of that separating of the Korban? Why did they need it? And we don't need it in future generations. So special halacha for that generation to separate the Korban Pesach on the 10th. So Rashi brings a medrash. Right, so he asked the question. Why do you have to bring it, separate it 4 days in advance, which we don't have to do in Pesach Doros, Pesach world generations. Hayar of Masri ben Chorosh Omer, so Masri ben Chorosh said, Hareo Omer Vervach Varech says, Vine Itech Eis Dodim, I passed over you, and I see that it's time for marriage. It's a pasuk in It's Pasuk and Navi. So it's I see it's time for you've grown up. Yigia Shvur Shishbati Avram Shigal's Banav. So it came at the time, you know, to fulfill the oath I made to Avram Avinu to redeem Israel. I mean, the Pasuk referring to you've grown up, meaning it's time for me to redeem you, like I promised your forefather Avram Avinu. But Am Yisrael didn't have mitzvahs to be worthy of Geula. But you are naked. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, the mitzvah of Dam Pesach and the mitzvah of Dam Mila, because they had to do Bris Mila before they did the Korban Pesach. Shemol Boso Laila, because that very same night that they brought the Korban Pesach, they also did Bris Mila. Shem Mitzvotzes Ben Almayach, I saw you rolling in your bloods, B'shnei Damim. Vomer Gamis Dam Brisa, B'dam Brisa Shalachti Asirach Mibor Ein Mayim. Right, so another passage that because of the dam of your covenant, I have released you from the pit that had no water in it. May I released you from your captivity. All right, so they had to get the mitzvahs of Pesach and Mila while still in Mitzrayim, to have the merit to be redeemed. Okay, so far so good. So that's Pesach and Mila, which we have in every generation. But since Am Yisrael was still so embedded in Avodah Zarah, so HaKadosh gave them this special commandment. Mishku v'kul. Separate yourselves and take the Paschal Lamb. Separate yourself from Avodah Zarah and take the Tzon Shel Mitzvah. Right? So, what's Rashi saying in effect? Right? Rashi saying that we have to get mitzvahs in order to be redeemed. But those are the mitzvahs that we have for the rest of time. Mila and Korban Pesach. But because we were so embedded in Avodah Zarah, there was a special halacha for that generation to separate the lamb. Which represents separate yourself from Avodah Zarah and take for yourselves a lamb of mitzvah. Separate yourself from Avodah Zarah and taking yourselves to Ovid be Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat of that? Right, so they were, because they were embedded in Avodah Zarah, they had this special mitzvah of taking the lamb on the 10th. Right? Listen, the main thing is that you gave them the two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So they had to give them these two mitzvahs. Right? Like, sort of, Rashi's like, sort of like, he had to give them these two mitzvahs, but because they're involved in Avodah Zarah, they had to do this Mishchu V'Kru. To make a long story short, if I go to a monkey, and I give him a bris milah, and I make the monkey, bring a Korban Pesach, did it do anything for him? No, he's a monkey, It has no influence on him, Mitzvahs has no influence on a monkey. It doesn't make him a superior creature. He's not cut out for mitzvahs, A goy also, A goy, you give tell him to do mitzvahs that he's not commanded to do, so it doesn't do anything for him. He has his seven mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs that he's not commanded to do don't make him any better, because they're not mitzvahs for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us mitzvahs, Like Rashi says, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Could he have easily have given Dam Pesach and Dam Mila to an Egyptian? And the Egyptian would also merit to be Yotze from Mitzrayim and get the Torah. Mitzvahs work only on the type of people that they are that is designed to be affected by mitzvahs. The inyan of the tzivui of Korban Pesach was to separate us from the goyim. To make us a different type of people. So it's true, we didn't have mitzvahs yet. But what makes us different, that if we have mitzvahs, it would have an effect on us, what would make us different from the goy? Right? So on that, we had the mitzvah of separating ourselves from Avodah Zarah, and doing an act of taking a tzon l'mitzvah, what that was an act of separating ourselves from the goyim. Right? Made us a separate people. And because we're a different type of people, now mitzvahs could affect us. But we don't need that in future generations because we've already been separated. And this answers a very simple question. Right? We should have asked a question like this. Shabbos HaGadol is to commemorate that special halacha that they had on the 10th of Nisan. When you commemorate an event, you keep the date, not the day. So, well, that day was, we have a Masorah that day was Shabbos. So that's why we make a bill of Shabbos HaGadol. It's Lezecher, that special halacha. So you make something special on the 10th of Nisan. When you commemorate an event, you do the date, not the day. No, the pshat is like this. After we were redeemed from Egypt, we got the mitzvah of Shabbos. And the mitzvah of Shabbos renews our difference from the goyim, like we say in Havdalah. Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisrael L'amim. Right? We have Shabbos, they don't. So the fact that Am Yisrael is a different nation, which is cut out for a different destiny, Shabbos itself renews that. So that's why we don't need to do the taking of the Korban Pesach every year in advance, because we have the Shabbos ahead of time that shows that we're separate, because we're the nation of Shabbos, they don't have Shabbos. But Shabbos wasn't given yet. So because Shabbos wasn't given yet, how, in what way they show that there are different type of people that mitzvahs could affect, as opposed to the, you know, the regular mitzvahim, mitzvahs would have no effect on them. I mean, if you give them a mitzvah, it wouldn't help them. That's why he needed the special halacha of Mishchu V'Kru, was an act of separating themselves from the goyim. They have officially separated from Avodah Zarah and taken allegiance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the big avod of Shabbos HaGadol, the big chayrus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? The big chayrus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that it's coming to us and that it's for us and that has an effect on us. You have to be a certain type of person, and that's what's renewed on Shabbos HaGadol, renewing the Jewish identity. That you're the type of person that deserves Yetzias Mitzrayim, that, or if you go through Yetzias Mitzrayim, it will have an effect on you and make you great, as opposed to the Erev Rav that also left Egypt. You know, they went with the flow, you know, they grabbed the opportunity, and they're destined to be removed from Am Yisrael gradually, right? Because they're not cut out for this higher destiny. So it's lost on them, and they're going to be eliminated from the Jewish gene pool eventually. So what the Indian of Shabbos HaGadol is a renewal of the Jewish identity that makes you worthy of the destiny of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Okay. So DNA only goes so far.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the idea?
Yes.